You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Through the Holy Spirit, ordinary believers can work extraordinary miracles. No more in week 4 of Behind the Scene.
3 Sundays ago, we started this series with the topic Healer, the Healer, and then the Miracle Worker, and last week, the Liberator. And right now, as we end this series, we'll be talking about the Extraordinary. Can you say that with me? The Extraordinary. So, extra na. Sobrang extra. Tapos, ordinaryo, ginawang extra po. So, extraordinary. Hindi ko alam kung saan ang galing yun. Nakita ko lang po. And I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet as we read God's Word. We're going to be reading from Acts 19, verse 11 to 12. And then the following verses po, yun na po yung unpack natin. Okay, Acts 19, verse 11 to 12. It says here that God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Father, we thank you for your word today. Lord, I pray, God, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. May you be with us. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that may you show Jesus. Lord, for when we see Jesus, Lord God, our lives will never be the same. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that may you, Lord God, allow us, Lord God, to experience the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our midst, right this very moment, Lord. God, we thank you, for you are the God who liberates, you are the God who, Lord, who is doing extraordinary things, Lord God, Lord, to your people, Lord. God, we thank you, we bless your name, Lord God, bless the preaching of your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Sige po, makakaupo na po tayong lahat. Sino po sa inyo dito, nanggaling na po kayo sa sementeryo, nakadalaw na po kayo? Meron na po ba? Okay. So, yung wife ko po, nag-aaya sa Pampanga, pero wala po akong, hindi ko po masagot talaga yung wife ko. Hindi po talaga kami maka-uwi. But hopefully, you know, we'll get to visit pa din. But again, it's a... The reason why we are having this series, actually, napaka-timing po nito, talking about yung mga, ito po yung araw ng patay, mga Halloween. Nowadays, makikita po natin yung mga palabas ngayon sa TV, okay? Ang dami na po mga horror movies. Okay, sinasabayan po, of course, ganun po tayo, yung kultura po natin, ganun talaga. Sinasabayan po natin yung norm, okay? And, especially po, tayo po, dahil po mahilig tayo sumabay, makiride, okay? Naniniwala po ako, mga Pilipino po, mahilig po sa makiride. Makiride ka sa mga fame ng mga tao, di ba? Yung iba, pagka may yung tinanong, uy, may picture ka nung sikat na tao, uy, kilala mo siya. Parang feeling mo, talagang close na close kayo, di ba? Tapos sasabihin mo, kaibigan niya ng pinsan ng lolo ko sa Tuhod, okay, sa Alak-Alakan. So, parang ang layo pala, di ba? Pero pagka nagpa-picture tayo, parang feeling natin, naikiride tayo sa kasikatan o yung fame nung tao na yon. Or, marami din sa atin na we are fond of riding into a... You know, yung mga birthdays, kapag ka may na-invite, kahit hindi ka na-invite, di ba, ikaw pupunta, alam mo, nag-gate crash. Kaya, lalo na sa mga fiesta, marami pong gano'n, lalo na sa probinsya, kahit hindi ka na-invite, basta pupunta ka lang, maikikain ka. Hindi, kaibigan ko siya eh. Siya ay na-invite, pero ikaw hindi. Pero maikiride ka, okay? Yung iba naman, naikiride sa, of course, may mga tao na naikiride din sa credit card, okay? Paride naman, okay? Para maka, ano, zero interest. Okay? So, marami po tayong ride. Kayo po, nagra-ride din kayo sa joke ko, kahit na corny. Diba? Nakikita ko po, mga pilit yung tawa nyo eh. Marami po mga instances that we are riding on the fame or something na para po makasabay po tayo. You know, as we talk about this series, extraordinary, the Holy Spirit as the extraordinary, makikita po natin dito sa scripture na babasahin natin all throughout in the book of Acts chapter 19. You know, the truth is, yes, basically, we can ride to something, but you know, in terms of our faith, the reality is we cannot ride on someone else's faith. Because the truth is, you cannot tell God, Lord, yung tatay ko, yung nanay ko, Kristiyano, nag-aaten ng victory, at lagi sila nagpe-pray, so ako, ganun na rin ako. You can never ride to someone else's faith because our relationship with God is so personal, okay, na hindi po natin pwedeng ibigay na lang po. yung spiritual growth natin. Ay, kasi yung victory group leader ko, pinagpe-play naman ako. Hindi po ganun. We cannot ride on someone else's faith because it's ours. It's our responsibility to grow. Of course, by the help and by the grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So, ito po yung pinag-usapan po natin in terms of riding, yung naikisakay lang po tayo. Ito po yung story. Actually, ito pong story na pag-usapan natin ngayon, it's quite dramatic. It's quite medyo enchanting. At the same time, it's funny. Medyo makikita po natin na grabe ganun pala yung nangyayari during that time in terms of healing, in terms of signs and wonders in the time of the Apostle Paul. In fact, until now, may mga panahon pa rin po na nangyayari yon. Now, una po sa lahat, you know, what are the power? How is the power of the Holy Spirit would really manifest as we talk about this Acts chapter 19? But let me just give you a bit of a background po dito sa Acts 19. See, Paul and the rest of the apostles are right there in Ephesus. Yung Ephesus po actually during that time is the center of all the witchcraft, occult practices, divination. Yun po yung sentro. Kaya po lahat ng mga spiritista, lahat ng mga manghuhula, doon nagpupunta kasi because they believed, they thought that doon po yung maraming kita, maraming opportunities to earn. That is why ang dami po during that time na mga manghuhula. Okay? In fact, dito po sa atin, sa Manila, meron po yan. Sa Quiapo. Okay? Sa Quiapo, nagkalat yung mga anting-anting dyan. Dati po, sinasama ako lagi ng nanay ko dyan. Biglang magugulat ako sa nanay ko, uupong bigla. May mga nakahilera mga ali po doon eh. Tapos may mga baraha. Biglang uupo yung nanay ko, biglang nagpapahula, biglang nilalabas yung kamay niya, magpapahula na po. So, aware po ako doon, and marami po noon sa Quiapo. So, parang ganun po yung Ephesus. Center po yun ng divination. All the occult practices. Lahat po ng cult, occult, pati po yakult, if you may. So, yan po yung makikita natin sa scripture. But first of all, the power of the Holy Spirit really manifested in three ways. Una po sa lahat, extraordinary miracles, makikita po natin. Acts 19, verse 11 to 12, sabi po dito, again, yung binasa natin kanina, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Now, I want you to see this scripture. Sabi po dito, it is God who did extraordinary miracle. It was not even Paul who healed the sick people, who did signs and wonders. It was God through Paul. Ginamit lang po ng Panginoon si Paul. Kasi minsan po, again, we are so fascinated with people who are, the extension of God's healing. Minsan po, ang nakakalungkot lang po, pati, you know, even in the church, as if like, minsan pag nagpapapray po tayo, ay magpapapray, ay hindi nagpapagaling to si pastor na to, dito ako kay pastor, dito talaga, pag nagpray to, talaga mai-heal ako eh. Na-experience ko na eh. Minsan tinitignan po natin yung tao, but it was never about men, it was never about Paul. It is indeed God who's making extraordinary miracles. Kaya nga po makikita natin that it is the power of the Holy Spirit who's really moving in our lives. At again, sabi pong ganun sa verse 12, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons. Now, think about this. You know, this is kind of bizarre for a miracle, for signs and wonders. Imagine handkerchiefs and aprons. By the way, during that time po, you know, Paul, by the time ng 11 to 4 o'clock, I think I shared this already, sa Tyrannus po, pagka ang siesta time po nila is between 11 o'clock hanggang 4 o'clock. But before that, Paul, even before he preached, during that time, sa umaga po, nagtatrabaho po siya, he's making tents. Okay? That is why ito po yung mga paraphernalias niya, yung mga handkerchiefs and aprons. At yun po ang naging way po ng Panginoon so that everyone na sabi po dito that had touched him were taken to the sick and their illnesses were cured and the evil spirits left them. So think about this, even the a simple handkerchief, yung mga panyo at yung mga aprons po, you know, God can use everything. Now, buti na lang po, hindi po medyas yung nakalagay dito. Kasi kung nakalagay po yung medyas, hindi ko lang po alam kung ano po yung itsura nun. At ito pong handkerchiefs, ito pong mga panyo, hindi po ito pinamumuna sa mga alipunga, sa mga hadhad po. This handkerchief and apron, ginagamit po ito talagang para gumaling po yung mga may sakit talaga, yung mga hindi nakakalakad, hindi nakakita. Even, mahawakan lang po yun, they will get well, they will be healed. Okay? So, ibig po sabihin nito, as we could see, this is an extraordinary miracle. Na even a single piece of whatever, kaya pong gamitin ng Panginoon. But then again, it's not about the person, it's not about even that thing. Probably it could be a handkerchief or apron, but it was really the power of the Holy Spirit that can heal people. Because of extraordinary miracle. And, you know, talking about these handkerchiefs and apron, marami po dito, lalo na po sa panahon natin ngayon. Again, ito po nga bansa natin, we are into superstition. Lagi ko po naikwento yung nanay ko, kasi yung nanay ko po, meron po siyang, lagi talaga baon-baon po na yung panyo. So ito po yung pagka pinabasbas niya sa simbahan, talagang ito po yung pag may sakit po ako, yan yung pinamumunas siya sa akin. Okay? Yung nanay ko po, pagka inuubo kami, pati po yung mga anak ko hanggang ngayon, pagka inuubo po kami, alam mo yung parang, hindi ko alam kung anong magic yun. Kukunin niya po sa likod na, tapos tinatapon niya pong gano'n. So, parang hindi ko alam ano nangyayari. Nagugulat po yung mga anak ko, yung mga apo niya. Parang, ma, anong ginagawa mo? Tinatapon ko yung ubo para mawala. So, gano'n po. Gano'n po mga, you know, we are, because that's our nature. Yun po tayo. We are into superstition, but again, kahit mga payong yan o kahit na yung mga anting-anting, lalo na po ngayon sa panahon ngayon dahil araw ng mga patay, so marami na naman po lumalabas na kung ano-ano mga paranormal activities. But then again, we should not be surprised kung ano po ang nangyayari sa kapaligiran natin. Because why? Because that would create fear sa atin po. But again, yung sinasabi po dito, the healing, the miracle na ginawa po ng Panginoon through the life of Paul was really powerful, that it could really change life. Makikita po natin 'yon sa latter part of this text. Now, yes, God did extraordinary miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit, but at the same time, we could learn that through the power that is manifested, okay, through that healing, we could see that another is extraordinary authority. May kita po natin dito, kalaki po ng healing, ng miracle, is authority itself. Now, I could say that all of us here, if we are really telling God, Lord, I'm a follower of Jesus, I'm a disciple, then I'm telling you, God has given you authority to speak life, to speak healing to people. You don't need a pastor, you don't need a victory group. You yourself, if you believe that you are a follower of Christ, you have the authority because God has given you authority. But here, you know, in this scripture, makikita po natin, this is quite funny and medyo dramatic po. In verse 13 to 16, there are people, all of them were Jews during that time, use this authority in the wrong way. Sabi po sa verse 13, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. So they would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. So ito pong mga Jews na to, in fact, sa makikita po natin sa ESV, they were itinerant. Ibig sabihin po, sila po yung palipat-lipat ng place kung saan po yung kikita sila, manghuhula sila, magpapagaling sila using those occult practices. Now, there was one time nakita po nila si Paul and the apostles, you know, healing people using only and confessing only the name of Jesus. So nakita po nila yon. Parang naging interested po sila. Uy, grabe, tayo kung ano-anong nagpapausok tayo, insenso, kung ano-ano, para lang magpagaling tayo. Pero ito, just by the power of the name of Jesus, people get Well, gumagaling na po. So, sinubukan po nila yon. Sabi po nila, they would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. So, ibig po sabihin nila, in the name of Jesus, whom I don't know, Paul knows Jesus, but we don't know him. But nevertheless, we command you to come out. So, as if like they are riding that authority para lang makagain sila. Just to gain something. And then in verse 14, seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. And one day the evil spirit answered them, Jesus, I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? You know, if you're gonna read your Bible, minsan po kasi pagka nagbabasa po ako ng Bible, medyo animated po ako. So parang ito po yung time, habang binabasa ko po ito, inaaral ko, I just thought of, you know, these seven sons of Sceva were casting out the demon, then sabi pong ganun ng demonyo sa kanila, Jesus, I know. Eh, kilala ko talaga si Jesus kasi siya yung nagpatapon sa amin sa impyerno eh. Kasi kala ko, sabi ni Lucifer, maganda daw sa impyerno eh. May party, nandun daw si Aldab. Wow, wala naman pala. Okay? So, hindi pala ganon. So, dinamay pa kami. That's why they know Jesus. And I know Paul. We know Paul. Kasi si Paul, acquaintance namin, ito yung nagpapagaling, ito yung mga nagpapatapon sa amin. But they questioned the seven sons of Sceva, who are you? Ngayon, I was thinking, you know, imagination ko lang naman po to, parang habang kinakast out po ng seven sons of Sceva, itong devil na umalis, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. Ngayon, baka nasa loob po sila ng isang room, sabi pong ganun ng demonyo, okay. Jesus, I know. So, isa na pong nilalak ng demonyo yung pinto. And Paul, I know, sinasara na po yung mga bintana. Tapos, may isa pa pong bintana eh. Okay? But who are you? Biglang umikot po yung ulo. Alam niyo po yung ulo gumanon. So, malamang nataranta po yung seven sons of Sceva. Ah, ganun ha. Kilala ko si Jesus, kilala ko si Paul, pero, eto na, who are you? Diba? Alam niyo po yung sa pelikula, yung umiikot yung ulo, pero yung paa nakastay lang. Parang ganun po yung picture nito. You know, because they were playing a role that they really don't have. They are speaking in the name of Jesus, but the reality is they don't really know who Jesus is. Kaya po, you know, it's important for us to understand, we might have the power, we might have the form, but if we don't have the power, you know, we are just riding, okay, on the fame or the authority of other people. Now, ano po ang ibig sabihin natin doon pagka meron lang po tayong form and power? Pagka po the form po tayo but we don't really surrender our lives to Jesus, you know, baka naman po pagtawanan lang tayo ng demonyo. Ah, ganun na, may pa-pray-pray ka pa, may pa-in Jesus name, in Jesus name ka pa. But if we don't really have Jesus in our life, just like these people, paglalaroan lang din po tayo ng demonyo. In fact, sabi pong ganun sa verse 16, then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them. Yung paglingon po, eto na, nagkarambola na sila sa loob ng kwarto. Sa kanila po, lumipat yung evil spirit. And overpowered them. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Think about this. You know, pito po to. And yung demonyo pumunta sa kanila. And then, they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. They were tortured to death. Why? Because they thought, okay, kala nila, we can gain something from this. But they never realized that you can never use the name of Jesus just for your self-gain, just for their personal intention. One way that I see this text, this scripture, really talks about lordship. You know, the truth is we can never, you know, we cannot just play around Christianity. We cannot just tell God, Lord, you know, I'm a Christian on Sunday, then paglabas ko, you know, balik na dito, then, you know, relationship doon, may asawa ka, relationship dito, nako, tatawag, di ba, minsan, pagka nasa church tayo, nakukonvict ka, grabe, di ko na talaga tutuloy ito. May asawa pa naman akong tao. Pero paglabas mo, tatawagan mo, honey, saan tayo ngayon? Diba yung pangalawa, o yung pangatlo naman, teka siya naman, o bukas na tayo, meron pa ako eh. You know, there's no power because there's no lordship. Why? Because we don't really understand and realize and acknowledge the lordship of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Kaya nga po, magugulat po tayo, bakit parang, you know, bakit parang walang nagbabago sa buhay ko? Baka po, puro form po tayo, pero nawawala po yung power. We don't really acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit. That is why may kita po natin extraordinary authority. I believe that God has given every one of us the authority to cast out devil, the demons. In fact, you know, when I talk about casting out demons, I'm not just specifically talking about yung mga napoposes po. But the reality is, we are, as all of us here, we are being demonized. Ano po ang ibig sabihin nun? Minsan po, di ba, pagka natatraffic ka, nadidemonize ka, nawawala yung patience mo, di ba, pati yung mga traffic enforcer, minumura mo na, di ba, parang kinocurse mo, nadidemonize ka na. Okay? So, yun po yung sinasabi natin dito, that we are, as we acknowledge the authority of God, then we can say, no, okay? If when time comes na alam niyo po parang nalulukob po tayo ng mga masasamang elemento minsan, di ba, parang Kristiyano ka na, bakit ganun pa ako mag-isip, ganun pa ako magsalita, okay? But again, we need to understand the authority that God has given us, because God has given us the power, okay, to cast out the demons and devils. You know, the question is right now. Now we understood that there's an extraordinary miracle that happened just by using handkerchiefs, apron during that time. But then again, we understand that it is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. At the same time, the extraordinary authority has been given to us. But we need to know, really, who are we serving? Kasi baka naman, yung sinabi kanina, I know Jesus, I know Paul, but who are you? You know, mas nakakatakot pong isipin pagka po, you know, we are attending church, but then again, inside of us, there's condemnation. You know, who are you? The devil will tell you lies, will condemn you of what you did yesterday, of what you did in the past. Who are you? But you know, if we fully surrender everything to God, then yes, we're not perfect, but even the enemy will question us, who are you? Then you will confidently say, I'm a child of God. I'm forgiven. I'm new. I have new identity in Christ. That is why you have this authority. Kasi pagka hanggang ngayon po, meron pa rin tayong tinatago sa Panginoon, then the enemy will keep on haunting you and ask you and condemn you, who are you? Who are you to pray for healing? Who are you to pray for blessing? Who are you to do this and do that if you're still living in sin? But again, the authority has been given to us, but definitely we need to really come to God and repent from all our sins. Now, the result of that extraordinary miracle and using that extraordinary authority will be found in verse 17 to 20. It says here, when this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear. Yung nakita po nila yung nangyari, okay, yung seven sons of Sceva, sila po yung nilipata ng demonyo. At nakita po nila kung paano the devil, how beat them to death. Nagkaroon po sila ng fear of the Lord. Sabi po dito, they were all seized with fear and the name of the Lord Jesus was held high in honor. Now, ito po yung sinasabi nating fear of the Lord. Hindi po ito yung you know, this is the kind of fear that really revere God. Hindi po yung parang fear of the Lord na parang takot na ako dito, may ginawa ako, naku Lord, baka parusahan mo ako. Hindi po ganon. But fear of the Lord, putting God on a higher place more than what they are doing, more than themselves. So nakikita po natin that Jesus was held high in honor. And also not just that, in verse 18, many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. After po nila nakita yung nangyari, yung mga extraordinary miracles, nagkaroon po sila ng takot sa Panginoon. Nagkaroon po ng lordship. Nagkaroon po ng, now Lord, I will surrender everything to you. Again, I want you to understand, balikan lang po natin, yung Ephesus po, sentro po ng occult yon, ng witchcraft. And most of the people there are gaining something from it. But after they saw the miracle, after they saw what Jesus Christ did through the power of the Holy Spirit, now they believed, most of them, many of those who believed, now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. Nagkumpisal po sila, nagrepent po sila sa mga kasalanan nila. And then in verse 19, a number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. So lahat po ng mga pang-enchant nila, yung mga pang-voodoo dolls nila, okay, lahat po yun, sinurrender nila, lahat yun, binigay nila. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. You know, if you're gonna look at that in, I think in the New Living Translation, that's about $1 million po. Ito pong 50,000 drachmas. And then in verse 20, in this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. Now, there's a purpose why that evil spirit came to that seven sons of Siva. And that is really to proclaim the gospel. Ang purpose po nun, para makita po yung kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Hindi po para matakot yung mga tao, Lord, naku, ano itong mangyayari sa amin? Ano na mangyayari sa amin? Kung sa kanila nangyari ito, eh, paano kami? Pero ito po ay para makita ng mga tao kung sino po at ano po ang kayang gawin ng Panginoon. That is why, you know, there's an extraordinary result, you know, that we could see here. Ano po yun? Una po, ang resulta po nun, there was a fear of the Lord, yung binasa po natin kanina. Nagkaroon po ng takot ang mga tao sa Panginoon, just revering God. You know, the question today for all of us, do we really have that fear of the Lord? You know, do we really have that sense of, Lord, I'm gonna surrender everything to you. Parang yung ginawa po ng mga tao, sinurrender po nila. Ito po yung magpapayaman sa kanila. Scrolls, you know, everything that they use for divination, sinurrender po nila. Why? Because of the fear of the Lord. You know, same thing with us. Is there something that we need to surrender before God? Is there something that we need to offer to God, Lord? You know, until now, may worry pa ako eh. Lord, ngayon nga, until now, takot pa din ako sa multo eh. Sana naman hindi na. Minsan tayo tumatakot sa sarili po natin. Nood-nood tayo ng mga nakakatakot. Tapos pagka natutulog ka, ayaw mo na nakapatay yung ilaw. Nagtatalukbong ka. Ganun po ako nung bata ako eh. Takot na takot ako. Eh, totoo lang po nun. Ako, tinatakot ko lang yung sarili ko. Alam mo, may konting humangin lang. Parang may ibig sabihin ka na, uy, nandito na siya. Diba? Humangin lang. Uy, may anino. Diba? Parang... baka naman kailangan po nating surrender yung mga superstition natin. Baka hanggang ngayon, nagpapa-feng shui ka pa. You can never find that in the Bible. Kasi sabi nga ng feng shui, dapat daw yung pinto nasa harap ng south. Kasi baka malasin ako pag nasa north. Sana po, huwag na tayo maniwala doon. It's not biblical. And the Lord, I believe, the Lord wants to set you free. You know, from that mentality. Baka hanggang ngayon po, naniniwala pa po yung iba sa atin sa hula. Naku, mamalasin ako bukas, hindi ako lalabas. Naku, kailangan kulay red. Pag kulay blue, naku, may sumpato. Sana po hindi na po tayo naniniwala sa horoscope. You know, ito po yung ginagawa. during that time in the Ephesus, they will put fear in the lives of people so that they will gain something and forget God in the picture so that they will worship those people, the seven sons of Sceva. They will respect them more than God himself. Baka po ngayon, hanggang ngayon, meron pa po tayong ganon. No, just to let you know, sa US po, pagka ganitong season na All Saints Day or All Souls Day, madami pong trick or treat. In fact, sa atin po, meron din po ngayon. But the question is, do you really know what's the origin of trick or treat? Gusto ko po ikwento sa inyo, pero you can research it. Pero in trick or treat po, it came from the a civilization, a Celtic, you know, that has been given to Europe. And that is all about divination. Kasi po, during that time, kaya po nagkaroon ng trick or treat. Pagka All Souls Day daw po, sabi nila, lahat po ng mga lahat ng mga espiritu, okay, sumasanib po. So nagkaroon po sila ng takot. That is why they are offering yung mga animals kung ano po yung madampot nila. Para po wag na pong sumanib yung espiritu sa kanila. At kaya nagkaroon po ng trick or treat just to make it lighter. So ngayon po, nagiging fun na po sa atin ngayon yun. So maybe we are practicing that, but do we really know the origin? Baka naman instead na magkaroon po tayo ng fear of the Lord, we have the fear of this, darkness. You know, hindi ako makauwi. Naku, namatay si Lolo. Baka dalawin ako. Baka naman po may ganun pa tayo. Let us have the fear of the Lord. And the Lord wants, I believe the Lord wants to set us free. O maaaring hindi po doon. Maaaring worries po. Maaaring mga, fear of the unknown, fear of tomorrow. Ano na mangyari sa akin bukas? Baka bukas wala na akong bank account. Baka bukas wala na akong trabaho. But let us have the fear of the Lord. Yun po yung naging resulta. That is why the message of the gospel has been preached during that time. So that the people will have the fear of the Lord. Another is that there is the deep conviction. Sinabi pong ganun sa scripture kanina, they gave, in reverence to God. Nagkaroon po ng deep conviction. Ngayon, sa atin po, sa panahon natin ngayon, kasi during that time, grabe, Lord, nagsisi po sila. Yung nakita nila yung milagro ng Panginoon, hindi po yung milagro ng kadiliman, but yung kabutihan ng Panginoon na magpapalaya sa kanila. Naramdaman po nila yung kalayaan, binigay po nila ang lahat. Now, the question is, are we willing to give up everything to God today? Makikita po natin yung story na yon. It's about freedom. It's about liberating someone. It's about, overcoming the power of darkness. If we're gonna put it in our time today, do we have that conviction, Lord? Paglabas ko ng place na to, I will make a decision to say no to flirting. I will say no, Lord, I have a business. I will say no to, to under the table transactions. Lord, I will say no to anything that the Bible calls sin. Lord, lalabas ako nito ng place na to that I'm free. Not any longer in the bondage of darkness, but because of you setting me free from all this. There's a fear of the Lord. There's deep conviction. And that resulted to the spreading of the gospel. You know what? You can be so effective when you minister to your people. Sino po sa inyo dito? Tanungin ko lang po. Sino po sa inyo dito? Meron ka po pong kamag-anak, kaibigan, kapamilya na wala pa pong relasyon sa Panginoon. Pwede mo po bang itaas yung kamay mo? Na hindi pa po nakakilala sa Panginoon. Sige lang po, itaas yung kamay nyo. Halos lahat po tayo. You know, the reason why God will allow all these things is for the gospel be preached. Ngayon, ang nakita ko po dito, kailangan po mapalaya muna tayo. So that we can be effective, we can have this authority to speak God's word, to speak life, and to pray for the people around us, yung mga sinasabi po natin, kamag-anak natin, kaibigan natin. Who knows? You are the only walking Bible that your relatives are seeing right now. Kaya kailangan po natin na tayo muna magbago. And that will result in spreading of the gospel. Gagamitin po tayo ng Panginoon. Why? Again, God did not create fear in the hearts of His people. Pag po ngayon, meron po tayong takot sa takot. Diba? Yung tamang hinala po tayo, i-check po natin yung heart natin. Baka hindi po si Lord yan. Baka po hinahayaan natin lang ang hinahayaan lang po natin ang mundo mag-create ng takot sa puso natin. You know, God wants to set us free. God is a God of peace. God is a God of, you know, hope. He's not a God of darkness. That's why we need to have the fear of the Lord, that deep conviction, so that it will result in spreading of the gospel. You know, let me just say this one last. Before we pray, the Holy Spirit empowers us to do extraordinary miracles so that the word of God will be spread, will spread. Yan po yung purpose. Kaya po, ito po yung purpose ng buong series natin. Hindi po para sumikat ang tao, uy, nag-pray, gumaling, hindi po para doon. Pero ito po ay para mapalagana po ang salita ng Panginoon. So that people will know and will see there is indeed hope because of Jesus Christ. That is what it's all about. Can we just pray right now? I want to pray for a certain group of people. You know, if you are here today, probably you are still relying on luck. Baka po naniniwala pa po tayo sa mga swerte, malas. Baka po naniniwala pa po tayo sa hula, horoscope. Baka po hanggang ngayon, we're playing, you know, spirit of the glass, you know, mga paranormal activities. You know, gusto ka pong palayain ng Panginoon dyan. Instead na inuubos natin ng panahon natin, though, why not, you know, just know God more, worship God more, and spread God's word. You know, if that's you, I'm not gonna ask you to raise up your hand, but you know who you are. Would you repent before God and start trusting God? Don't trust anything in this world. You know, that will create fear. That will create, you know, something like, Lord, I didn't do enough. Mafu-frustrate ka lang. Would you repent now and ask God for forgiveness? That God will set you free from this, from these practices. Lord, we repent, Lord God, from all these practices, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would set us free. And Lord, you would take away the fear. Lord, I pray, God, that you would change our hearts, Lord God, our minds, our thoughts, Lord God, that it will be fully devoted unto you. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would create in our hearts, Lord God, that longing for you, God, more than anything in this world. Lord, would you forgive us right now, Lord God? Lord, yung mga practices namin, Lord, na hanggang ngayon, naniniwala pa kami sa feng shui. Hanggang ngayon, naniniwala pa kami sa hula. Lord, tulungan mo kami maniwala sa salita mo, Panginoon, more than anything, Lord, in this world. Because your word is true, your word is life, and your word is so alive in our hearts that it can change our situation, Lord God. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, that right now you are setting some of us free, Lord God, from all this bondage. Bondages, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Another thing I want to pray, if you are, you know, if there are still worries in your heart, you know, natatakot ka, Lord, ano ba mangyayari sa family ko, Lord? Next year, Lord, matatapos na naman ang taon, Lord, ano kaya next year? Same pa din ba? Blessed pa din ba ako, oh Lord? You know, the Lord wants to tell you that you can find your security only in Him. You don't have to base it according to your income, according to your business, according to what you have right now in terms of relationship. God is enough for you. Can I just pray for you if that's you? There are worries. Takot ka, Lord. May sakit akong ganito, Lord. Ano mangyayari sa akin? You know, the Lord wants to give you peace and rest right now. My brothers and sisters, God is here. The presence of the Lord is here right now. Lord, I want to lift to you, my brothers and sisters, God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would take away worries. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would just grant them peace right now, Lord. Lord, embrace them with your love. Embrace them with your hope. And Lord, that allow them, Lord God, to trust in you. Lord, I pray, God, that whatever the lies of the enemy, Lord God, that is trying to, Lord, put, Lord God, in their hearts, in their minds, I pray, God, that you're going to break it. Lord, they are new. They have a new identity. They are free, Lord God. Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus, Lord God, you have given us, Lord God, this freedom. That is why right now, Lord God, we repent, Lord, from all worries of life. We repent, Lord, from all unbelief, of all doubts. Lord, we know, Lord God, that everything is in your hand. You are sovereign. You are in full control of every situation that we have. Thank you, Jesus.